Hey guys, welcome and thanks for tuning in. If you're a new listener, yay! And if you're a returning listener, welcome back to Kishi's Wall. I hope you guys have been doing great. I hope you guys are good. I hope your week went fine. Personally, I am fine. I'm doing great. Just schoolwork here and there and a bunch of extracurricular activities. But apart from that, yeah, I'm doing great, and I just thought to drop this really short episode with you guys today. So on this episode, we'll be talking about staying truly happy. As you can already deduce from the title, it says true happiness. So essentially, we're discussing, you know, about staying truly happy. And so I'll start like this. You see, one thing that I have realized over time, the one thing that I have found out is that everyone desires to be happy. No matter who you are, no matter where you're from, happiness is something that we are all after. It's something that we all desire, right? And when I say the word happy in this context, I mean a genuine feeling of peace, right? Or a feeling of fulfillment that you have within yourself. So when I continue to use the word happy on this episode, just know that I'm referring to peace, right? I'm referring to fulfillment, right? And most people would agree with me that life could get hard sometimes. Life gets complicated. People have had their fair share of life, yeah, due to constant changes, you know, demands here and there. Sometimes we even joke about it, yeah. We say problem will be finished. And yeah, you know, to some extent it's true, because in reality, as you're dealing with one, as you're resolving one, another one is coming. So what makes the difference is the peace that you feel at the end of the day, or the peace that you feel after you've handled that demand or issue. That could show you, or that would show you your That could show you your happiness level. It could show how truly happy you are. Because as you're resolving one, another one is coming up, right? So in the next few minutes, I am going to share or discuss some vital areas that I think you could reflect on. You know, you could also answer some of these rhetorical questions within you. And you'd probably be able to assess yourself if you genuinely answer these questions within yourself. Because I can't tell you that, oh, I want to tell you 5 steps to take, or I want to give you 10 things to do to achieve this thing called happiness. I mean, everyone is peculiar, everyone is special. So there's no straight road to achieving this thing or whatever. There's no straight road, because we're all different, right? So when you want to ask yourself if you're truly staying happy, I think one of the ways you can figure this out is to assess or to look at your emotions around failure, around underachievement, or when you have a setback, right? The question is, how do you cope with your downtimes? I mean, we've all gotten disappointed at one time or the other in our lives, right? So the question is, how did you weather the storm, or how did you move past that disappointment? Those feelings that came up for you at that moment, or how you dealt with the situation, should be a mirror for you, right? Should be a mirror for you to assess how truly happy you are. Now, I'm not saying that you cannot be sad, or I'm not saying that you cannot express emotions. For example, right, if you got a rejection letter, yeah, you're not supposed to be joyous. I mean, no right thinking person would be excited. But the question is, for how long did you stay in that phase? After getting that rejection letter, did you fall into depression, or were you just sad for maybe a day, and then thereafter you picked your stuff and then you started applying for other jobs, right? So the way you behaved, or your behavior around that situation, could help you reflect and, you know, answer some of these questions. Also, another point that I want to make, which is very closely linked to the first one, is when you're assessing, or when you're trying to assess if you're truly happy, you should look at the ability you have to tell yourself the truth at all times. I don't know, you ask yourself if you're confident, if you're brave enough to say how you feel. I mean, you should not be lying. You should not be lying to us. I mean, you can deceive everybody, but you can't deceive yourself. So don't lie to yourself. And, you know, this works for me most times. Yeah, it works for me. You know, my abilities to be open, to be expressive, to be honest, it works for me all the time. If I feel nervous, I say, oh, I'm scared. Right? And when you admit it, it's like the first step in you overcoming that situation. Admit, telling yourself the truth works all the time. It works. So, I don't know about you, but for me, you know, being expressive, being open, being honest works. And, you know, if you even check those that are around you, check people who are very expressive, check people who are very honest around you, most times they are always happy. And that's because they never let the anger, they never let the disappointment that they feel build up inside of them. They never did let it go. Someone like my mom, she would tell you, give it to you hot as it's coming to her, you know. And after that, you know, she'd let it go, really. So how easy is it for you to tell yourself the truth, right? In addition to this, if you're trying to assess how happy you are, I think you need to look at the way you pursue your dreams, your passion, how you're creating your own joy. Right? Because someone who is truly happy pursuing their dreams and doing what they love, you would not be held back by what people expect or what the society has called standards. You're not trying to impress anybody. You're fully aware that you're doing your work for yourself, your hobbies, whatever it is, you're doing it for yourself. So check in, reflecting, are you trying to meet some standards or trying to create an impression? You know, if you search deeply into your heart and you can see that, oh, then trust me, I don't think you are happy, right? So you should ensure that whatever you're doing, whatever it is, you know, you're genuinely doing it for yourself and you're happy doing that thing, right? Another thing, because I know I'm sorry that this is a really broad topic, but I'm just sharing nuggets and all of that, so just pick up the points. It's not going to be a really long one, so just pick up the points. So another thing that you can, you know, use to assess if you're truly happy is your ability or your willingness to want to reach out for help when you need it, right? And this is a very important topic because we're this generation of people that do not want to admit that they need help, even when it's very obvious that you need help. You're doing ad guy. You're doing ad guy. So, you know, because if you're really seeking to be happy, I'm not saying that would stop you from having problems. You won't be immune to life problems. It doesn't guarantee that you won't have problems. But what makes the difference, again, is your ability to identify that you need help and then you ask for it. You're prioritizing your own well-being by seeking social support from friends, from family, or what have you, right? So if you're really, really seeking to be happy, you cannot burn yourself out, or if you're trying to assess if you're happy, you have to be sure that you're not burning yourself out. Get the chance to enjoy yourself, stay calm, take care of yourself. Like I said, had a guy trying to figure out everything on your own, it doesn't always work. And you know, I had a friend once tell me, I was worrying, you know, I can't remember what it was about, but it was this semester. I think she walked up to me. Sorry, I didn't plan to say anything, but yeah, it just dropped in my head. She walked up to me and she said, what are you thinking about? And I was just telling her the ones that I thought she'd be able to relate to, but the ones that were actually bothering me, I didn't tell her. And you know, do you know her response? She was like, do you know that God is interested in the most little things, like the littlest things, that God is really interested in every detail. And it struck me that I know this, of course. I know, but then, you know, me at that moment trying to figure it out by myself, trying to think of the steps to take to, you know, she just said that, and it was, for me, it was in season, and immediately I was calm. So yeah, back to my point, you know, admit that you need help and seek for help if you do, right? Finally, I have to say that another way in assessing if you're truly happy is knowing that you've accepted, or knowing if you've accepted yourself. So self-acceptance, yeah? Knowing who you are and where you are and accepting it, letting go of all the insecurities and just being yourself, you know, it's very key, you know, in staying truly happy. It's very, very key. Accepting reality that, okay, this is who I am and this is where I am. Okay, this is where I want to get to, but this is where I am now. And it's very important. For if you know this, is everything that you need to stay happy. Just accepting who you are. And importantly, I must end by saying that the greatest source of joy, peace, happiness is God. Psalm 144 verse 15 says, happy are the people whose God is the Lord. If you also look at Proverbs 10:28, it says the hope of the righteous would be gladness, which simply means that someone who is in God's grace, someone who is in God's love, right, you would always find happiness. So it's a wrap, guys. I hope someone listening here has been able to learn a thing or two. I hope someone has been able to assess themselves. I hope someone listening was able to reflect and search, you know, deep within. Even as I speak, I feel like I'm also talking to myself, right? So yeah, stay truly happy, guys. Stay truly happy. And so it's a wrap, guys. And I must say this before I end. Summer is coming up. Exams are ending soon. And I have a lot of interesting episodes, exciting episodes coming up this summer. And I can't wait to share them with you guys. So yeah, if you enjoyed this episode, try to share the link to your friends, family, or even the previous episodes. Try to send them to your acquaintances. And do well to send a review. It always means a lot to me. Send a review. And so, till the next episode, remain in God and God bless you. Bye-bye, guys. Love you. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, leave a review. And if you'd like us to have a conversation, connect with me on any of my social media platforms, or send me an email in the description box below.